Blackstone Audio presents That Night by Chevy Stevens. This book is read by Georgina Marie. For all the people around the world who dedicate their lives to helping animals, whether it be working in shelters, volunteering, forming rescue groups, or fostering animals in need, thank you. Chapter 1. Rockland Penitentiary, Vancouver. March 2012. I followed the escorting officer over to admissions and discharge, carrying my belongings in a cardboard box. A couple pairs of jeans, some worn-out t-shirts, the few things I'd gathered over the years, some treasured books, my CD player. The rest, anything I had in storage, would be waiting for me. The release officer went through the round of documents. My hand shook as I signed the discharge papers, the words blurred, but I knew what they meant.
Okay, Murphy, let's go through your personals.
The guards never called you by your first name on the inside. It was always a nickname or your last name. He emptied out a box of the items I'd come into the prison with. His voice droned as he listed them off, making notes on his clipboard. I stared at the dress pants, white blouse, and blazer. I'd picked them out so carefully for court, had thought they'd make me feel strong. Now I couldn't stand the sight of them. The officer's hand rested for a moment on the pair of my underwear.
One pair of white briefs, size small.
He looked down at the briefs, checked the tag, his fingers lingering on the fabric. My face flushed. His eyes flicked to